Okay, today is Daf Chaf. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Silver Family Il Nishma Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia. Now, Daf Chaf of Masechet Rosh Hashanah is a famous Daf. It's a famous Daf for three reasons. Number one, any discussion, any halacha about the international dateline is based on Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. How that happens is a mystery to me, because you read this Gemara, you won't find anything about the dateline. However, in the article, in the back, they have an appendix, a whole essay on the dateline. It's based on Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. That's number one. Number two, it's famous for another thing. It's famous because, on other days, there's a very difficult Rashi, extremely two lines of Gemara with an impossible Rashi, and a way to figure out the Rashi should make sense. It's very famous because it's very difficult. Third thing it's famous for is because this Daf, Chaf Amid Beis, Rosh Hashanah, led to a huge fight between somebody by the name of Aaron Ben Meir and somebody by the name of Sajigon in the year 922. They had a huge fight about how to calculate the Molad, which led to a different Rosh Hashanah. They were a day apart. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine two communities celebrating Rosh Hashanah? How could you imagine such a thing? It was possible, we'll see in that one day. And Rav Sajja, of course, wouldn't back down, and he prevailed. And since then, I don't think there's ever been a dispute about the calendar. That was like 1,000 years ago. I don't think there's ever been a dispute about the calendar, right? Interesting historical. What exactly the fight was about? Something called the Dichui Molad Cotton. What exactly that means, I don't even know what that means even, but it'll be based on today's topic. Okay, here we go. What are we up to? Okay. So before we get to all that fun stuff, it's also a regular daf. Heyin, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kadisha de Yerushalayim. I'm on New Testament base, about 10 lines from the bottom. Maybe even more than 10. Heyin, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kadisha de Yerushalayim. Al Shnei Adarim, regarding the two Adars, Shemekadshim Osam Biyom Iburehem. Which means, in a nutshell, they're always 29 days. They're both always 29 days. Lememra, the chaserin of Dinan, Malein lo of Dinan? That means that they're always chaser, they're never male? Always 29, never 30? Lafuke, midrav shima, midrav rav nachman bar chitta. You're right. That goes against the drasha of him. Hey, Rav Simai, mishum chagai zechayu malachi. Rav Simai testified in the tradition of chagai zechayu malachi, al shnei adar, two others. Shemratu lasa shnei malayim osim. You want to make them both full? It's okay. Shneim chaserin osin. You want to make them both chaser? Also okay. Achad malei ve'echad chaser osin. You want to make one full one? That doesn't make a difference. All good. That's not what we started off saying. Rabbi Yeshua was made has to be both chaser. V'kachli yinogin begola. That's what we were knowing in the gola. U'mishum rabbeinu amru la'olam echad malei ve'echad chaser ad shi'ivad alecha shehukver shchodesh mizmano. It's always like that. One malei, one chaser. Unless it's kavua. Okay. Shalchu le lemar ukva, Adar hasamach leNisan laolam chaser. The Adar next to Nisan is always chaser, which leads Tosfos to ask on the bottom, Tema im kein, amai yosin on Nisan? Then why do they have to go out on Nisan? Mipnei haPesach. What are they going out for? It's always omihu lebasof maskin to yosta. We're going to upshot this anyway. I don't have to bother with my questions anyway. We're going to disprove this. Now Masiv back to the Gemara. Masiv of Nachman al Shnei Chadashim Mechal and Esa Shabbos. This is a Mishnah that we're going to have later in the Perek, later in the week, that there are 2 weeks where you could be Mechal Shabbos, 2 months where you could be Mechal Shabbos. We're going to see in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you could be Mechal Shabbos every month. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Gemara is going to end up saying, two months you could still be Mechal, what does it mean Mechal Shabbos? A guy wakes up, a guy Friday night sees the new moon, he could be Mechal Shabbos, violate the Tchum, to go to Yerushalayim, then give testimony. He could do that. Give him a chalas, only twice. What are they? Al Nisan Val Tishrei. So Nisan and Tishrei, those are important months, right? Nisan and Tishrei. Now, Iyamrit, Zimnan Malei, Vizimnan Chaser. If one's going to be Malei sometimes, and one could be Chaser sometimes, Mishum Hachi Mechal Linan, that makes perfect sense. Why are you going to be Mechal Shabbos? You have to know. El Iyamrit, Olam Chaser, but if it's always Chaser, I'm Mechal Linan. Why are you going to be Mechal Shabbos for it? What do you do for a reason? You always know. Gesundheit. What? Exactly. The answer is Mishum the mitzvah lakadosh al ariyah. So you want to tell me there's a mitzvah, even though we know. The Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to ask that later in the week. The Mishnah is going to say originally it was for all 12 for karbanos. Every carbon. Or shchodesh, whatever. Now there's no more karbanos. We'll say we'll get to it later in the week. Right. We'll get to it. No, there's no Mishnah anymore. Right. So we'll get to it later in the week when this Mishnah appears. I think it's on Daf Chaf, I don't know, B. We'll get to it later. Ikka D'Amri. Others have another version of this, which is not this is a harder version. So Amar of Nachman, Afan Amar Tanina, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechal Nisa Shabbos. There are 2 months when we Mechal Shabbos. Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei. Al Nisan and Tishrei. Those 2 months, that didn't change. That's a Mishnah. Now, Amar of Nachman, a different diuk. I Amar B'Shalom La'olam Chasar. If it's always Chasar, Mishum Hachi Mechal Lina. I understand why you're being Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because the mitzvah Mekadesh Al Ariyah. It's a mitzvah, even though we know now. It's always Chasar. So Rosh Chodesh is always going to be day 30. Day 30 is always going to turn into Rosh Chodesh. So what do we need to see Mechal Shabbos for? The answer is because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Right? Eli Amr Zimnan Molev Zimnan Chasar, and I'm Mechal Lina. If it could be sometimes yeah, and sometimes not, why are you being Mechal Shabbos? Let them show up on Sunday. Why are you being Mechal Shabbos? Why are you being Mechal Shabbos?
Because you don't know.
What? Exactly. So whenever they... So not be Mechal Shabbos.
It's on Friday. You don't know.
Right. Why be Mechal Shabbos?
Friday, let
them show up whenever they show up. So it's a good question. The answer is so obvious. The Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Am I Mechal Linan? We talk new Bezdin. Bezdin should make a rule. She yamtinu ad yom shloshim ve'echad. Wait till day 31. Day 31 is always 1. Right? You can't have a 31 month. Only in English you can do that. Only in America. In the secular calendar. In the Jewish calendar, 30 days is the maximum. So says Rashi, what are you rushing to do Mechal Shabbos? Whenever they show up, they show up. Shalom lechal, love it's a Shabbos. Not to be Mechal Shabbos. Everybody should know. There is no Mechal Shabbos for Kiddush HaKodesh anymore. But so let's stay home. Do it tomorrow. So the answer is obvious. The answer is, what if that's day 31?
Yeah.
You can't wait till day 32. You have no choice. And it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos every year. I have no choice but to get into my car and drive over there. I have no choice.
You have, because now there's no Beis Hamikdash, you don't have a shirin or the team. It doesn't make a difference if you go there.
So we will get, when we get to this Mishnah, we'll get to why, might even be tomorrow's stuff, we're going to get to why they made such a rule. We'll get to that tomorrow. It's a pasuk, by the way. It's a give me a pasuk that they derive that it's Docha Shabbos. And not only that, even the helpers, we're gonna get to it. Why only these 2 months now? We're gonna get to all that tomorrow. That's not the point of this. That's not why it's brought in here. It's brought in here to ask other questions. But if Av is only always 29 days, what's the whole hach? Right? So that goes both ways. Either they should for sure not go, or they for sure yes go. Right? So the Gemara answers, what do you mean? Navir idna, this is still the question. Navir idna for the kach lemachar. Do it on Sunday. What do you have being Mechal Shabbos for? So the Gemara says, if day 30 is Shabbos, you're right. Then we can wait till Sunday, and that will for sure be Rosh Chodesh. But hakak by my skin, dikla yom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos. No, today's 31. Shabbos has to be Rosh Chodesh. They can't have a 31. They have no choice. The mitzvah l'kayash al ri'iyah. You have to be mekayash al ri'iyah. You have no choice. So you have to be mechal Shabbos. What happened the day before? The day before, we didn't see the moon. Right? We didn't see it. Which we're going to get to that later on the bottom of the page also, about things that simply don't make any sense.
Okay, so did they say the day before, yeah, and they saw it on Shabbos? Someone saw it Friday
night? Someone saw it Friday night. And that Shabbos is day 31. It has to be Rosh Chodesh. So, well, let me sit home, and there'll be Rosh Chodesh regardless.
Yeah.
The answer is, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah.
If no one saw it,
then you have no... Fine, no one saw it. But if I did see it, well, I'm going to sit home and eat my challah? No. Go over there and be Mekadosh HaKodesh. Go give testimony.
It's like saying... I'm
correct.
It's
31. You're right. But there's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh al Piyariya. Right? And sometimes we do that. We have a mitzvah to say today's the 43rd day of the Omer. But it's obvious. It's still a mitzvah to say it.
So how do you have Shabbos convene the Bezdin?
They convened the Bezdin, and it could be Mechal Shabbos, and they would encourage to be Mechal Shabbos because they wanted people to come. We'll get to that all later in the week. Matzav of Kahana, Kishah Mikdash Kayim,
when the Beis HaMikdash was standing,
Mechalim Af Al Kulam, there would be Mechal Shabbos every month. Not just those two, every month. Why? The Nei Takanos HaKabon. To know which Kabanos should be the right ones, have to be brought. Midikulu, since they did that for every month, right? Every month they did this. Lav Mishum, isn't it because the mitzvah l'kadosh al ha'ri'ah? Isn't it because it's a mitzvah to be mekadosh al pi ha'ri'ah? That's like, why are we doing it? Why are we indulging this? Because it's a mitzvah. So, Nisan v'tishrei nami, lav Mishum, the mitzvah l'kadosh al ha'ri'ah. It must be it's a mitzvah. Obviously, it's a mitzvah. Those 2 months are not any worse. So obviously, it's a mitzvah to be mekadosh al pi ha'ri'ah. And so much so, you can even be violate Shabbos. Now, Iyam Rishlama Zimdin Malev Zimdin Chasa Mishum Hachim Mechalina. It's the same question. But now we've proven that it's a mitzvah in the Kaish Alpi Ariya. So if it's sometimes Mali, sometimes Chasar, I understand. Ela Iyam Rishlama Olam Chasar. But if it's always Chasar, then why Mechalina? Why would we be Mechal Shabbos? In other words, have people already there. Why would we be Mechal Shabbos? Why should someone have to travel from who knows where to come to? You know it's going to be. Adar Sheni is always chaser. So if it's always chaser, why are you even chal Shabbos? Mitzvah kaddish al pi ha'ri'ah. So go to a hotel in Yerushalayim and come down and go give testimony. You have to be mechal Shabbos for. Huh? So the Gemara says tiyufta. You're right. That's not wrong. It's wrong. We might do it today like that anyway, but it doesn't have to be like that. Because if it would be like that, why do you have to be mechal Shabbos? Okay. It's a good point when you say it's a cloudy day. So the Gemara is not going to assume that. The Gemara is going to assume that if you saw the moon, they also saw the moon. Because the Gemara is going to say, sometimes the Chachamim wanted to push off Rosh Chodesh. They didn't want Rosh Yom Kippur to be on a Friday. So they'd push it off. So they would tell people, you saw the moon last night? Wait till tomorrow. So they have to push it off a day. Right? So they say, wait till tomorrow. The whole world saw the moon. He says, it's a clear night. Wait, wait till tomorrow. So what kind of joke is that? Sometimes you can't make a joke like that. You can't make a joke in the face of the obvious. You know what I'm saying? So you see, so that's an assumption. If you saw it, everyone saw it. Right? So, now next. That was one, end of that Gemara now. Now a new thing. Kiyasa Ula, Amar, Ibrul El. Sometimes they would push off El. So yesterday that never happened. Sometimes they would. Why would they do that? Amar Ula, Yadok Chayavrin Bavloi, my friend, my Chaverim in Bavl know. My tivusa avdina badayu. What the good reason for this is? My tivusa. What's the good reason? Ula amar mishum yarkia. So the vegetables shouldn't rot. Shouldn't have 2 days back to back where you can't do anything with vegetables. Yom Kippur and Shabbos back to back. E rabacha bar chanina amar mishum matia. Because someone's gonna die, you can't bury them for 2 days. That's crazy. Especially in those days, there was no refrigeration. There was nothing. It was not a good situation. So we wouldn't want to ever have that. So my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? It could benayu, a possible difference could be Yom Kippur shechalios achar Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday, what's pshat? Mandar mishum matia mabrina. If it's an issue, it's because of someone dying. It's a problem. 2 days back to back, it's a problem. Therefore, what? Therefore, we have to push it off. But mandar amar mishum yarka. 1 second. If Yom Kippur is a Sunday, what's the issue? The issue is that your vegetables are going to spoil. All right, so the fast is over. To buy new ones, right? Le'emas kabay lehula urta. You can eat them at night after the fast. In other words, Sunday night. So leurta tarachamayzik. So go get new vegetables. What kind of issue is this? What kind of reason is this? If Shabbos is the second day, if it's Friday Shabbos, Yom Kippur's over on a Friday night, right? Yom Kippur's over on a Friday night. What am I going to have nothing to eat? Just go and get the Shabbat. There's nothing to eat. I can't do anything. That's a taina. But if Yom Kippur's on a Sunday, what's the issue? Sunday night, then go get to the store, buy a vegetable. What's the issue? So what kind of reason is that? So the more answer is, well, ulaman darim shem yarkia, even if you hold of the vegetables, lavim shem masia, you still have the mace issue. It doesn't go away, that issue. It's still a valid issue. What are you going to do with that issue? Right? That can't be the reason. Ella, Ikke Benayu, the difference is Yomtov, Samach L'Shabbos, when Yomtov is next to Shabbos, Bein Milfaneha, Bein Me'achareha. Whether it's before or after. And we're going to take out before. We're going to take out before, because it's not going to make any sense before. So it has to be Shabbos Sunday. Yomtov is Shabbos Sunday. Manda Amar Mishum, Yarkia, Mavrin. If you hold now, it's a vegetable problem. You have a problem. Nothing to eat. Mandar mishamasi. One second. Efshir ba'ami. You can do it through a gun. It's not a problem. Ulamanda Amar Mishamasya. But one second. Even if you hold, you can do it through a guy. La'abre Misham Yarkia. Don't you have the problem of the vegetables? Nothing to eat. Right? But what do you need? So the Gemara answers, well, Efshim de Chamimi, you can survive with Efshim de Chamimi. You can soak the vegetables in hot water and it'll be fine. You preserve it, it's fine. So Ihachi, Maishna Ludidon. Then why only in Bavel did they give that reason? Afilu Lididhu. It's all the same story. Right? That's how we thought about this Gemara. Ula said, this is a very good thing for Bavel. What about Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Afilu Lididhu Nami. So the Gemara says, no. Lididon, Chavil, Lon, Alma. But us, the world is hot. Lididhu, Lo Chavilu Alma. Now you guys, it's not so hot. What does that mean? So Rashi says in the last skinny line, Anu b'nei Bavel. Listen to this Rashi. Tell me how this makes sense. Anu b'nei Bavel, Cham lanu ha'olam. In by us in Bavel, it's a hot place. B'yesh lanu hevel. We also have a lot of hevel. Whatever hevel means. What does hevel mean? Heat. Lafisha Bavel amukhi. It's very low in the valley. V'ena eretz har mugvos k'eretz Yisrael. It's not, doesn't have any high mountains. Or v'ein sholin pa'adver. Has no air. You go to Yerushalayim, it's a machaya there. You have a breeze. Might be hot, you have a breeze. The ain b'nei Eretz Yisrael, tzrichin la'abor mishum masio mishum yaka, ela b'shvilenu. So in Israel, it's not an issue. It's only an issue for us. In Israel, so the masio is not an issue because you have a gaidus. And what's left? The yaka says, in Israel, it's not an issue. It's not so hot. You have a breeze, it's not so bad. In Babel, it was bad.
We had cool in
Yerushalayim. I know.
And also, have a Rosh Hashanah 2 days. What about that?
What can we do?
I'm saying you have 2 days. The vegetable, have the vegetable.
So we had an issue. What?
I know.
It's a good question. I know. Now the Gemara says, "Ain't that? Is this all true?" But Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yachal, I would think, "Kishem Shema Abra Menes Hashanah Lutzorech." Now there would be Ma'abra the Shana for ancillary reasons, such as it's too early. We need more rain. We need more time. These are all other factors having nothing to do with Pesach, nothing to do with the calendar necessarily. Other tzrachim. The roads are not good enough. It was a bad winter. We need more time to get ready for Pesach. There's nothing to do with the calendar. So if we could do that to make another month, but you can't do that to make another day for a month. You can't do that. Kach ma'aben zachodesh l'tzorech. I would think you could do the same thing. We'll push it off a day for some outside tzorech. Like what? Like vegetables. Tamad lomi, you're not allowed to do that. It says, Achodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadashim. Kazer re'e u'kadesh. What do you mean? You can't push off. You can't play games like this. You can play games adding another base for whatever reason. The Chacham felt the reason. Bezen felt. You can't play games like this on Rosh Chodesh. What's going on here? We're going to push it off so that if someone died, what kind of thing is that? Amar Rava, no, Lokasha. Kan la'avuro. When there's a tzorech, when we said that for the tzorech, we're going to be ma'abah the Chodesh, that's to be ma'abarit. Kan, when the Brisa said, Lekadcho, you want to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't know no Edom came? No Edom came. How come no Edom came? Maybe it was cloudy. No Edom came. That you can't do. Kan Lekadcho. Says Rashi, the Rashi of Lekadcho, Biyom Shloshim, on day 30, V'halavana lo niris, nobody saw the Levana. But you know what? We really want to make Rosh Chodesh today. Because we really want to have it today, because for whatever reason, it'll be benefit us for Yom Tov. Hoshana Rabba, for all, it'll be better. So we really want to make it today. No one saw the moon. So what? It's day 30. It's Efshir to be the Rosh Chodesh today. Yeah, but no one saw the moon. No one showed up. V'im Yamtinu ad Yom Acha, Yei Shabbos Yom Kippur Tzimuchin. And if we wait till tomorrow, why are we going to wait till tomorrow? Because no Edom came today. So we wait until tomorrow? Because we have to wait. Yeah, but if we wait till tomorrow, then it's going to be terrible. Yom Kippur is going to be on a Friday. That's terrible. Right? Therefore, ain't Mekachin Letzorech. Then you can't allow to push it off. You're not allowed to do that. No one showed up. If someone shows up and you tell them, listen, wait in the closet until tomorrow, that you can do. But not to have them show up and still declare Rosh Chodesh, that you can't do. That's the difference. V'hachika Amar. Here's how we read it now. Yachal, I would think, Kishem Shema Aviru Nes Hashanah, V'es HaChodesh L'Tzorech, just like you can be Ma'abir the month. and the year for a tzorech. Kach mekadesh as a chodesh tzorech. So too, you can mekadesh the month for a tzorech. What does it mean to mekadesh the month? It means to make it a rosh chodesh without Edom showing up. That you can't do. Tamad lomar chodesh delachem kazeh re'eh v'kadesh. No, they have to actually see the moon. Now we're going to get to a whole discussion about getting the Edom not to testify for whatever tzorech you have. V'ha, ki ha da'amar v'shur ben Levi, ma'aymim ala Edom ala chodesh, sh'nir bizmano la'ovro. You can tell Edom, ma'aymim means to scare them. What it basically means is not let them testify. You can't let them testify. You're allowed to not let them testify so that they will be pushed off a day. That you can do. They came Monday night, we saw the Levana. They come Tuesday morning. You know what? If we declare Rosh Chodesh today, Tuesday, it's gonna be disastrous next week. So we'll push it over. We'll see. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Right? That's basically what's going on. However, look at this next line of the Gemara. V'ein ma'ayman ala edem ala chodesh shalom niru bizman ala kacho. But you can't tell them, listen, say today's day 30. So today could be Rosh Chodesh, either today or tomorrow, right? Say you saw the moon today. So we'll be Makadosh the Chodesh today. Because you'd rather have it today than tomorrow. That you can't do. Wait, tell them to lie? That you can't do.
They're not coming until next.
What?
They're not coming to 30. That's the whole point.
Exactly. So you go to the street. You go to the tavern. Two guys sitting over there. So then come to Bessin. Say you saw the moon today, last night. So we can declare today Rosh Chodesh. Well, Rashi says, B'yom Shloshim, on the 30th day, it's the Rashi of the Ein Ma'ayman. Al ha'edim shelo ru'uhu. Edim didn't say anything. V'anan tzrichim l'kacho hayom. We need to make Rosh Chodesh today. K'dei l'hafrid Shabbos miyom ha'kippurim. So the Yom Kippur and Shabbos should not be back to back. Shiyomru ve'inu. They'll say we saw it. V'yidu sheker. They're going to lie. They don't know how to do that.
You can't lie.
Yeah, I need a Gemara to tell me. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't manipulate it like that. You can manipulate it to not let them testify. Let them stay in the hotel. That you can do. But to manipulate, to lie, that you can't do. You hear this? Right. Right. Okay. Okay.
What's that? And then don't they interrogate them like crazy when they come in anyway?
So the whole thing is manipulated. We're going to manipulate the whole process. So we don't want Rosh Yom Kippur being on a Friday. So we're going to manipulate them. No one came today. It's very cloudy. Right? Ainley, is that true? Is this even true? V'ashalach le'Rabbi Yehuda Nesil of Ami Haviyodim Shekol Yom Shabbi Yochanan. Every day of Rabbi Yochanan's life. Every day of his life. Hayom Alamdo. Hayom Alamdenu. Ma'ayman ala edim ala chodesh shlo nir bizman ala kacho afal pi shlo reinu yom reinu. One minute, Rabbi Yochanan did that. He used to tell Edom to lie to manipulate the calendar. How could he do that? See, it's okay. Amar baya lo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Ha, when would he do that? Ha benitzan v'tishrei. Ha b'shar yarche. Nitzan v'tishrei, different story. That we'll do it. We'll do that. The rest of the month, we're not going to pull this stunt. Rava Omar. Hatad Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel Acherim Hi. That's altogether a different shita. Titania, Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Vein Be Rosh Hashanah L'Rosh Hashanah, El Dal Yom Bovad. It's only a 4-day difference between this year and next year. Why? Because every month goes Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser. That equals 354 days. 7 goes into 350 evenly. So you have 4 days left over. So I know exactly, today's Rosh Hashanah in this year, I know exactly when it's going to be next year. I know, what does he do with Kiddush HaChodesh, Re'iyah? I don't know. I don't know what he does with that. So there's no issue.
It's glancing up all the years going forward.
What?
It glances up all, if we know that the year is 354 days, you're telling them, don't testify today. That means that Kodesh is going to start late.
Right, 1 second. One minute. If it's a leap year, then it's 5 extra days. Why is it 5 extra days? Because it's 29 days. Again, 28th of even of 7 is 1 day extra. So it's a 5-day gap. So I don't know what he does with Re'iyah, Reb Meir, but there's nothing to tell anybody. We know what it's going to be like. We know what it's going to be like. There's nothing to manipulate. There's nothing to be busy with. Now, Rav Dimi, what was the question now?
My question was that if you manipulate these months and you tell them you don't want them to testify, so you don't allow them to testify when they're supposed to be testifying, you're delaying the year for a day. The whole year is going to be messed
up. Correct.
Because it's not 354 days.
Correct. Well, we know that 354 was had some wiggle room. It could be as low as
a whole day.
Yes, it could. It could be as low as 350, 350, 351, and high as 358, depending on the month. But there's another Gemara that says you can't have 8 months mulli. You can't have more than 8 months mulli. 8 out of 12 have to be. Why? Because there are other factors going on. Factors have not just Yom Kippur. When Pesach is going to fall out, the leap year for next year, it's a lot of factors going on. So they would try very. When I was doing research on this issue with this Sajigon dispute, my head was spinning with these charts that they used to have. It's not such a simple topic. The calendars are not a simple topic at all. A lot of factors going on. Yeah.
There was always a Kippur and Drisha with the.
Correct.
Correct.
So it was manipulated. So
even if you ask him the next day, you're still going to ask him, when did you see it?
Right.
So you're already making him lie.
It was,
obviously, you don't want him to say you saw it 2 days ago.
It was manipulated. Nothing more I can tell you. In the Masifta here, they have a picture. You know, everyone says there was a picture in Rabbi Gamliel's office of the moon. How many different types of moons were there in his office? How many different pictures were there? So according to the Masifta, there were 25. I counted. There were 25 different pictures of the moon in his office.
Yeah, but a lot of them were false.
What?
A lot of them were false.
Right. But right, because the what's that word called? Sliver of the moon? Which were in different places. Reversed. To trick them. But the point, twice a lot of pictures.
Right.
That's why you got to walk in there, gets a headache.
Color of black and white.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Where are we up to? We're up to Rav Dimi, Manar Doi, Masni Ibcha. Second to bottom line. Ma'ayman ala Edim ala Chodesh. They used to tell the Edim, Shalonir Bismano Lakacho, right? They would tell them to lie. The Ain Maim al Machod Shinir Bismano La Avuro. But they would not tell them to go back to the hotel. Why? My time of why? Because very simple. Ha Mechzik Shikra. Halo Mechzik Shikra. If Adam come and say we saw the moon. If Adam come and say we saw the moon. No. And then say, I didn't see the moon. Oh, they must have seen it. I didn't see it. Maybe they saw it where they were. They saw the moon. That's fine. So they can lie and say, you know, we saw the moon. And everyone's going to look, really? I didn't see it. Oh, they must have seen it. But imagine the other scenario. It's a clear night. The whole world sees the moon. What are those rabbis over there doing? Why are they declaring today Rosh Chodesh? Who are they kidding? Who are they kidding? Everyone saw the moon last night. What's going on here? What kind of games are they playing? Says Rav Dimi, can't play games like that. To say you saw it and nobody else saw it, that's not so crazy. Yeah, well, they were. Where were they? Oh, they were in some corner. They saw the moon. That can be possible. But to say no one saw it, what do you mean? We were outside, the whole world saw the moon, it was a clear night. What, no one saw it? What are those rabbits, what kind of games are they playing? Right? So we can't have that.
Exactly.
So, but when everyone sees it, imagine that, you come Sunday morning, you said Kiddush Levana, no, there was no moon. What are you talking about? 1,000 people said Kiddush Levana last night.
Same rabbits who saw the sun.
Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, this is a funny Gemara here. Yachilna l'takuni l'kulam gola. I could prepare the molad, the calendar, for the whole gola. For the whole gola. Says Rashi. Very fascinating Rashi. It's on the third line. Yachilna l'takuni b'lo re'iyat Edom. Without Edom, I could do it. Right? Ki boki ani b'toldos ha'levona v'hilucha v'seidem mazolos. Because I'm an expert in what? In astronomy. Says the Grizz, you see from here, that whenever Shmuel lived in the 200s, there was Kiddush HaChodesh. What does Rashi say? I could do it without Edom. Right. So another,
does, the Rambam says
Abaye and Rava.
Yes.
So the Grizz says, I don't know how the Rambam knows that.
Because Hillel II established the calendar. They lived at the same time.
Right, I hear. So the Grizz says, I don't know about Abaye and Rava, but I know from Rashi. And this Rashi right here, that for sure by Shmuel they were still doing it. And Shmuel said, I don't need this, I have a better way. Right? That's what the Grizz said. Which actually raises the question, why is he saying this? Why is he saying this? Forget the Edom, I have a better way. What do you mean forget the Edom? We have a mitzvah to do it. What's he saying? Okay, it's a good point. It's Amalei Avu. Listen to this Gemara. Amalei Abba Avu Drav Shemloi L'Shmuel. Yodemar Hai Milso De Tanya Biso De Ibur. Do you know what the said in that book, The Secret of the Ibur, that Nolad Kodem Chatzos or Nolad Achach Chatzos? whether it's before Chatzot or after Chatzot, Amalei lo. Now, I didn't know that. Amalei, Medahal lo yadamar, ikamili achrisit lo yadamar. You don't know that. What else don't you know? Right? What else don't you know? Right? Okay. Next. Kisalak Rabzeira, this is the Gemara. We'll read this Gemara together. They pull the international dateline out of this next Gemara. I don't know how to do this, but here we go. Kisalak Rabzeira, Shalach Lu, he's two halachas. Number one. Tzaruch Shehe Laila V'yom Menachodesh. The night and the day have to be the same month. In other words, if it's a Monday night and I see the old moon still, Tuesday cannot be Rosh Chodesh. How could that be? Because the night and the day have to be the same month. Now Rashi said, you hear that? Does that make sense to everybody? Maybe, I think that makes sense. The night and the day have to be the same month.
How can you declare Tuesday as Rosh Chodesh if you didn't see the new moon?
If you didn't see the new moon?
You've seen the old moon. You've seen the old moon, you can't see the
new moon. That's what he's saying. If you've seen the old one, the same day, you can't see the new one. Now Rashi's going to say, we have to learn this Rashi inside. I know it's long, but we have to. The Rashi of Tzarech Shehei Laila V'yom Menachodesh. The night and the day have to be part of the same month. What does that mean? Hayom Holech Achar HaLaila. The day follows the night. We all know that. Tuesday follows Monday night. Liyot Hayom Menachodesh. Shehoyebo Leil Shalafana. It's the night before. Lamadnu. Shim Nerit HaLavana HaYishana Mishech HaShecha Yom Eshim V'tisha. If you see on Monday night, which is day 29, you still see the old moon. The Shu Leil Shloshim, which is going into the 30th day, right? Monday night is 9:30. Ein Mekachin Oso B'Yom Shloshim. I cannot declare the next day Rosh Chodesh. I can't do that. It's a joke, right? The Im Tomar Pshita De Ein Mekachin. But obvious. Your question, Yossi, Sharei Lo Tira Hachadasha B'Yom Shloshim. But no one told the new moon yet. So what's the kasha? The Kaimalon Eshim V'Arbosh. Listen to this. The Kaimalon, we know. Eshim, this is a controversial statement. I think it's true, astronomy-wise. Eshim v'arba shoi mechasi sihara. It's a 24-hour period where you can't see the moon. It's too small, and then the old one's too small, the new one's too small. For 24 hours you have it. You can't see anything. Therefore, it's possible that on Monday night I didn't see the moon, and Tuesday morning I saw it. That's a different story. That's possible. Because there was a gap. So depending on when the gap is, that's possible. So we can declare Tuesday Rosh Chodesh, even though Monday night no one saw it. That's okay. Right, so it could have been the end of the gap. It was the end of the gap. So by the time Tuesday...
You didn't see a day and a night.
No.
By definition,
the only problem is...
The mole is always in the middle of the night.
Right.
Sometimes the mole can be in the morning.
Exactly. We announce when the mole is. It's always at a strange time.
It's a 24-hour spread.
Right. So what if the 24 hours... What if the 24 hours ended... What if the 24 hours ended Monday at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Okay.
So by Tuesday morning, you can see the new moon already.
That's right, but then it's not a night and a day again.
You don't know. The only problem with night and day is when it's a stira. The night is old and the day is new.
Exactly.
Well, it's not even possible anyway because you have a 24-hour gap.
Even according to your example, it's not possible.
Yes, it is.
The next
you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? The only problem is when it's a stira. When I see the old in one night and the new in the morning, that's a stira.
Right.
That's impossible. But if I don't see anything...
Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, I don't see anything. If I don't see anything, it's quite...
So it's not a day following a night.
It is. But it's not a stira. It's not a stira. That's okay.
Right.
Okay, fine. Very good. That's the rule number one. Rule number two, you got that rule? Rule number two is, where am I? Rule number one, Shetarach Shia Laila V'yom Menachodesh. Rule number two, V'zu Sha'amar Abba Avuad Rasimloi Mechashvin Es Toladato. Here's a story about the Molad. Nolad Kodem Chatzos. If the Nolad is before Chatzos, Biyadua Shinir Rasamach Lashkia Tzachama. Then for sure, you could see the moon by Shkia. Why? Because you can't see the moon for the first 6 hours of the Molad. It takes 6 hours to see the Molad. So if I see the moon, if the Molad takes... Now, they used to know when the Molad is, 1,000 years ago. How'd they know that? They knew it. So if the Molad's at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we're assuming it's a day of equal time, day and night, 6 hours and 6 hours, and 12 hours and 12 hours, so if you see the moon, if the mole is at 11 o'clock in the morning, you can see the moon by Shkiatan, 6 hours later. Lo no al kodom chatzos, if the 3 o'clock in the afternoon, be you do ashlo near samach l'shkiyas hachama. You know for sure that you can't see the moon then. L'may nafkamina, who cares? Oh, I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. L'may nafkamina, amar vashi, l'achush esadi, or edim lying. If you know that the molad is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eid walks in and says, oh, we saw the moon at 4 p.m. You know, it's baloney. It's impossible.
Unless you want them to lie.
What?
Unless you want them to lie.
Exactly. I just think it's the same
thing. Right? It's impossible. Right? It's impossible. Right? Rashi says it in the fourth middle line. Im nolad acha chatzos, if the mole was after chatzos, but Amr, they said, Rina machadashal, if neshki etzachama, kidei lakad shohayom. Eide sheker hei. Eide sheker. It's impossible. Okay?
How do they know a month in advance when the mold is going to be? And how do they determine that?
They knew.
That's fine, simple.
They had amazing calculations.
And mold, can you define mold?
Mold is when the lunar month begins. It's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim between each mold.
Right.
We did that already. That's between each mold. That, and then we said, that's 1/1,000,000th of a second off from what NASA says.
You can't see it
for 6 hours. And there's a 24-hour gap where you can't see anything. How does that work, though? Oh, so now the next Gemara. This is the hardest Gemara. This is two lines of Gemara. It's impossible. I don't know. Two more lines of Gemara, and then it's normal Gemara. Amar Bezeira, Amar Nachman. Chaf Dal Choy, Mechasi Sihara. There's a 24-hour gap when you can't see the moon. Now we're going to see now that it's not really 24 hours. Lididon in Bavel, Shismatika, 6 hours of the old moon, Vitamni Sari Micharata, and 18 hours of the new moon. Lididhu in Eretz Yisrael, Shis Micharata, it's 6 hours of the new moon, Vitamni Sari Matika, and 18 hours of the old moon. Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Amar Vashi, Achushe Tadi, to see if Edom are lying. And what does that mean? So Rashi says something very difficult. Rashi says that Babel and Estrel are so far apart from each other that it's such a different story. That's not true. They're very close to each other. Nothing really changes from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. It's all in the Middle East. It's a hard thing to say what Rashi was saying. So this is what they say Rashi meant. I read like this. Let's say the sun sets. Now you can see the new moon. New moon can be seen. So in Israel, let's say the molad is 12 o'clock. Let's just say, for argument's sake, the molad is 12 noon. That's when the molad is. So then the moon can be seen at 6 p.m. But in Bavel, since it's a little bit off than in Israel, it was 12:36, 6 minutes later, when the molad occurred. So sunset, when sunset happens, which in Bavel is a little earlier, 6 hours haven't passed. Still less than 6 hours. It's a few minutes less than 6 hours. Therefore, it won't be visible for another 12 hours. And in Israel, it's the exact reverse. Right?
Sense.
What?
Sense.
Right, it makes sense. That's what the art school explains. That's basically, you know, really grinding it down. I mean, I left out a lot of details that would really help. It's good to read that. It's excellent. It's complicated. It's a complicated topic. That's basically what they're saying. Since there's a few minute difference, that changes if the mole is at noon, which you have to say it is, that changes everything. But if the mole is at 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't know if this makes a difference. But if the mole is right at mamash at noon, then in Babel it's before noon. You can't see the moon at night. You have to wait another 12 hours till the morning. That's basically what this, how this Gemara makes sense. The date line comes out of this, and yeah.
We go by the mole of Israel.
This is an announcement.
Yerushalayim.
It's an announcement. Right. When's the molad in Yerushalayim?
Right. Well,
that's just a shevach to Yerushalayim.
Right. Well,
right. So we determine the molad.
Right.
Right.
So why do we care about the molad in Babel?
What?
Why do we care about the
molad? He just made a statement. Rabbi Zera said something. What did he say? He said, yeah, well, it depends. By the way, that's what the machlokas between Rav Sajigo and this person was about. Apparently, Rav Sajigo lives in Babel. This person lived in Israel, and he said Israel should rule. Israel should be Gor, not Bavel. We live in Israel. Nobody lives in Israel. It was a few people, right? It was a small community. And it was a big machlokas. Can you imagine the ramifications of a machlokas like that? Nobody would dare do that today. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully not. The big machlokas. It would be a terrible thing if Klal Yisrael celebrates two Yom Kippurs. That'd be terrible. Which is, besides, you knew that. You want to say different hagim and different things. It's all good. Not to have different Yom Tovim. Okay.
Second chance,
though. What? A second chance, right? Okay. Okay. That was the okay. Now the Gemara has, now the Gemara is like this. Amar Mar. Tzarek shehei laila v'yom in achodesh. We said before that the night and the day have to be the same month. Minolad, how do you know that? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, me'erev ad erev. It says by Yom Kippur, it's me'erev ad erev, from night to night. Rish Lakish Amar, no, it says ad yom ha'echad v'eshrim l'chodesh mi bo'erev. That Pesach lasts until yom ha'echad v'eshrim l'chodesh bo'erev, in the night. So Yom Kippur goes night to night. By Pesach, the Torah says day to night, the night after the day. So my benayu. So Abaye Amar Meshmul Drasha Zikah benayu. The difference is how you darshan. Rava Amar, which pasuk you learned it out from? There's no difference. Rava says, oh, no, there's a huge difference. Chatzos Laila Ikah benayu. The difference is Chatzos. Why? What does that mean, Chatzos? So Rashi explains, according to Rish Lakish, that you learn out from Matzah Pesach, after Chatzos, everything changes on Pesach. That's the first day Pesach. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah. When does that mitzvah end? The mitzvah ends Chatzos. Right? What about 4 o'clock in the morning on the first Seder night? You have a mitzvah to eat matzah? No. You're not only chametz. There's no mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah's over. Right, the mitzvah erev tochel matzah is a separate mitzvah only. The rest of the Pesach, you want to eat matzah, you could. You don't want to, you don't have to. You just can't eat chametz. When does that change happen? Happens at Chatzos. So what do you see? After Chatzos is different than before Chatzos. So if the mullah is after Chatzos, it'll be a different story. According to, if you hold from Yom Kippur, nothing can be further from the truth. Yom Kippur is no difference before Chatzos and after Chatzos. You're not going to eat Yom Kippur, that's Yom Kippur. Pesach, it changes. So according to Rish Lakish, there could be a difference if you saw the moon after Chatzos. Maybe then you could say this thing that it could go to the next day. Or if it's before Chatzos, it can't go to the next day. But maybe the day after Chatzos, it would be different. Maybe there would be a difference like that, according to Rish Lakish. Okay, yeah, we'll stop here. We have 1 minute. Amr of Zera. Amr of Nachman. Call Sveika. Anytime we have a suffix, what day it is, like here. We have 2 days yontif. L'kamesha dinan. The day before. In other words, we always say, whenever we have a suffix, when is Pesach? On the 15th of Nisan. So in Chutz La'aretz, we celebrate the 15th and the 16th. Why not the 15th and the 14th? Why not that? Why dock in the later day? That's a good thought. All right? Good? All right. Everybody have a very good day. We'll resume tomorrow. Happy Yom Yishlan. Happy Yom Yishlan.